Messages from the foot of the cross. 6. I want to talk to you about a couple of different illustrations about the persecution that comes upon Christians in the process of coming into the threshing time of the earth or the harvest time. During the socialist coup in Peru, the revolutionaries were attacking and killing Christians in churches. They would come in on Sunday morning, call out the pastor and the elders, and shoot them in front of the congregation. Then the church got together and began to pray and fast and pray for their enemies and those who had cruelly and despitefully used them. Again, the revolutionaries would come through with their machine guns and the bandoleros. And as they took the congregation and lined them up to fire at them, their guns would lock and jam. And the people would begin to praise and witness and testify to God, and they could not kill them. During the communist revolution under Mao Zedong in China, there was a woman named Nora Lam. She was a physician over there and became a Christian. She was arrested and put before a firing squad because she would not deny the name of Jesus Christ. As the firing squad came out, lined up, loaded up, aimed, and fired, none of the bullets touched her, and she came out completely unscathed. They let her go. She later came to the United States of America and had a ministry of bringing Bibles into China. This tells us a couple of things: that the word of Jesus Christ, the testimony of Jesus, is hated by those who walk in wickedness and evil and want to subjugate the freedom we have in Christ to the flesh, the carnal, the beast, and that the word of God is powerful and living, and that fasting and praying for your enemy is the effectual and righteous, fervent prayers, righteous people, avails much before God. Let's look a little more closely. I have this book titled By Their Blood, Christian Martyrs of the 20th Century by James and Martha Heffley. Let me just give an overview, and then we will discuss a couple of scriptures. There were martyrs of China in 1900, the Boxer Rebellion, and decades of martyrdom has happened in China. There were martyrs of Japan and Korea, Manchuria and Japan, and Korea, especially North Korea. There's terrific brutality against Christians. There are the martyrs of Southeast Asia, Thailand, and Vietnam, and Laos, and in Cambodia under Pol Pot. There are the martyrs of South and Central Asia, in Tibet, in India, in Bangladesh, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and the Muslim Hindu wars, in Nepal, in Sri Lanka, and Burma. And then there are martyrs of the Asian Pacific Islands in Indonesia, Papua, and the surrounding islands, cannibalism and disease in Malaysia and Singapore, and in Taiwan, the Republic of China, and the Philippines has an open door for missions and has historically for decades. Then there are the martyrs of Nazi Germany and occupied Europe, in the lands of the Reformation, and then there are the martyrs of the Soviet Union in Eastern Europe. In the Soviet Union in Eastern Europe, that would be Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, Bulgaria, Hungary, Czechoslovakia, Poland, East Germany, Yugoslavia, Albania, and Romania. And the martyrs of the Middle East, on the troubled lands of the Bible in Armenia, Lebanon, and Syria, Egypt, and Jordan, closed Arab countries such as Iraq, Syria, of course, Saudi Arabia, and if we make note of Iran, and Turkey, and Israel, and then the martyrs of the sub-Saharan Africa, African missions in the 19th century, it's called the White Man's Graveyard. in Northeast Africa, the Sudan, Ethiopia, and Somalia. In the former French Africa, the Republic of Chad, Mali, Guinea, Republic of the Congo, Madagascar, Central African Republic, Benin. The former British West Africa, Liberia, Nigeria, Ghana, the Republic of Sierra Leone, and Cameroon, the former Portuguese possessions. In Mozambique and the Republic of Angola, former British East Africa, the United Republic of Tanzania, Kenya, Republic of Uganda, and the former British Central Africa, Zimbabwe and Rhodesia, and Zambia and Malawi, South Africa and Namibia, and the former Belgian possessions, the Republic of Burundi and the Kingdom of Rwanda, the Republic of Zaire, and then the martyrs of the Caribbean and Latin Americas, and Cuba, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic, Mexico, Central America, Panama, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Brazil, Uruguay, Argentina, and Chile, Paraguay, Bolivia, Peru, and Ecuador, Colombia. And so we hear the word Christian martyrs, and we get these images of a saint that's singing above the crackling flames around their stake, or a believer kneeling serenely before a bloodstained block, the gimlet-eyed executioner preparing to swing his sword, or the missionary bound with vines inside a bubbling pot, his eyes lifted towards heaven, while Aborigines dance wildly around the beating of booming drums. But these have passed away out of the Reformation. Death by the sword, it says, rarely occurs today, but that is not so with the rise of ISIS and radical Islam and brutal butchering that's going on in the Middle East. The time of the martyrs has of the 20th century are usually with gunshots, wounds, bombs, banditry, prison diseases, and starvation. The oversimplified definition of a Christian martyr is always died directly for their testimony of Christ. But a lot of Christian martyrs die in circumstances related to their witness of Christ. And so the dictionary definition of martyr is one who submits to death rather than renounce his religion. And that's the first definition. And the second is one who dies, suffers, or sacrifices everything for principle, cause, etc. And this is a more inclusive definition. The point that I'm making here is that there have been many deaths. In fact, the greatest martyrdoms in the history of the church since the time of Jesus was in the past century. Well, let me read a couple of scriptures. Paul consenting to the death of Stephen and the prayer of the church. In Acts 7:57, then they cried out with a loud voice, too, the religious leaders, and stopped their ears because Stephen was testifying of Jesus being the Messiah and dying for their sins. And they ran upon him with one accord and cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, he called upon God, saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down, and he cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. And then in Acts 8:1, and Saul was consenting to his death, and at that time there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they are all scattered abroad throughout the region of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial, and apostles, and made great, and devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and hailing men and women, committed them to prison. Now let's look at the response of the church in Acts 4:25b. Which is a quote from Psalm 2. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot of vain things? The kings of their earth took their stand, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For truly, against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together to do whatever your hand and your purpose determined before to be done. Now, Lord, look on their threats, and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word, by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Now, the multitude of those who believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. And with great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. And even so, just as it was at the time that Jesus left the earth, he said, so shall be when he returns. The same way he left, he shall return. Even so, Maranatha.